وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we are looking at the devastating effects of interest on the person as an individual and on the society as a whole. Now, when we are looking at interest, there is no doubt danger in terms of in this world, and in danger on a person in the hereafter. So it is problematic for people in both ways. Now, riba itself, or interest, has moral consequences on the person and on his spirituality, because the person who deals in riba, obviously a stingy person, a person who has a tiny chest that cannot encompasses other people in it, a person who worships wealth, a person who loves money, a person whose heart has hardened, a person who just wants to, you know, achieve money, even if it means in haram means. So such people, in terms of morality, in terms of ethics, they have the worst of ethics. Because what I just mentioned to you is just some of it, but part of it. Also, when it comes to interest, interest has devastating effect on society, because any society that deals with interest, it's a society that is broken, that is in pieces, where people don't help one another. People don't like to help one another unless they want something from them. A society where people have classes, where people are not on the same level, where one is looking down on the other. These are the effects of interest that some people or a lot of people do not see. That's how important it is. And then we have, when it comes to riba, when it comes to interest, there are different types of loans that are given to people. And obviously, depending on the people's need, they might have to take one of these loans. So we have loans that people who are in need, they take them to get their sustenance and to get their things needed. And these kind of loans, I don't think the majority of people in the world, especially in the West, indulge in themselves in, except for those, you know, as we say, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ, those who Allah had mercy on them. Because dealing dealing with interest is a big problem. So most people in the West, most Muslims in the West, or even in Arabic countries, Muslim so-called Muslim countries, they would take loans that are interest loans, or that is fixed or variable loans. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, it's loan, and it is on riba. So people have a need. The banks come along and they offer people that handout, but it is based on riba. So most people will fall into it. And sometimes those loans that people take are so heavy, they don't even manage to pay it in a lifetime, and it falls onto the next generation and becomes inheritance to pay off the wealth of your parents. We obviously have to make sure that we don't do this to our kids and to our generations. And then there are loans that the business people take, a business loan, all right? Whether it is to start a business, to buy products, to buy land, to do whatever you have to do. This is also this type of loan. And we also have loans that the government takes, whether it is they take it from the market, they take it from the financial market, and as we say, from Wall Street, or whatever they take it, you know, even from the treasury of the country, just so they can do these things. And these type of loans always brings back negative impact on the world. They would have negative impact on people. So we have to be very mindful of it when we feel like we want to take a loan. All right? So let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said that with interest, it causes a lot of corruption on so many levels. And, you know, then we would have a broken community, broken society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, on the other hand, He says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعَدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. That when it comes to you supporting one another and helping one another, do that on birr, doing good deeds, and taqwa, piety. This is where you need to support one another in. Not to kill one another, not to try to deprive one another of things, not to, you know, see people in need and use their need against them. That's not how ta'awun works. That's not how support works. If people around the world and everyone around the world and even the systems around the world, and instead of giving people loans with interest, they could just give them interest-free loans. They help them out. And, you know, they take the money, they do their thing, they give them the money back. And we have a society that is happy, prosperous, and the people are happy. So we're just helping. So Allah says, ta'awun al birri wa taqwa. You know, support one another in doing good deeds, not in doing bad deeds. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan. A human being, a believer, to another believer, it's like a building. Yashuddu ba'dahu ba'da. If you look at the wall, the bricks, they kind of come together and each hold and support the other one. وَشَبَكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعَ. And the Prophet crosses fingers together to show how it would feel when you have, like when you put your five fingers against the five fingers, you cross them, you have a very strong hand. That's how mu'mineen should be in terms of supporting one another, not trying to weaken one another. And he says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحِمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطِفِهِمْ. The example of the mu'mins, the believers, when it comes to their help to one another, having mercy towards another, having compassion towards one another, كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ, like a body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ, when one part of the body starts to feel the pain, تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَعْرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحَمَدِ, the rest of the body will stay awake because there's one part in the body hurts. So like if you're having a pain in your tooth, your entire body can't go to sleep anymore. Everyone's going to be up. The entire body system is going to be up because you are in such a pain. And same thing with other body parts. So the Prophet's trying to teach us that as a community, as a society, we need to stay together, help one another, form a peace peaceful, loving community based on it trying to come to the needs of other people and not by trying to take from them and try to make their life much harder. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue this discussion in other episodes. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله